Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Father's Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. It is great to have you with us. Father's Day is on Sunday, and I want to wish all the dads out there a very, very happy Father's Day. We've got a special show today. We're going to hear a conversation that I had with my good friend, Bori Afolabi. He is a talented singer and number one Billboard charting songwriter. He wrote a song. Actually, you're going to love it. He wrote a song to his son that will be born next month. We're going to listen to that song a little bit later on in the show, but I think you're going to really enjoy the conversation that I had with Bori. What an awesome, awesome man of God. But we're also going to hear the messages that were sent in through the For My Dad initiative. So I will make sure that, hey, if you got some message from somebody saying you need to listen to this show today or this morning, or you need to go to this website and you need to listen to this show, you will not be disappointed, because you are going to hear the message that was sent in for you. I can't wait for you to hear it. But before we get into the show and my conversation with Bori and some of the other things that we've got going on today, just want to share this quick thought. You know, there's no greater joy or greater honor than to be called dad. You know, there's no greater responsibility than that of being a father. Guys, dads, the future is up to us, not anyone else. We set the course. We establish the paths for our children. We provide the examples for them to follow, less with our words, more with our actions. We show what it is to be a husband, how to treat our wives. We are the spiritual leaders of our homes. Guys, it is time that we step up and accept the incredibly important responsibility that has been placed on us by God. And I want you to know this. You have everything you need to accomplish the mission set before you, because it's never in our strength that we're able to do this, but all in His strength that we're able to do this. So, I just want to wish you a happy Father's Day. I hope you enjoy the show today. Let's get on with it. Servant Warrior Radio's Father's Day Show 2012.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you. This is Noah. Hope you have a great Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. Even though you live far away and I don't get to see you very often, I'm so thankful that you're my dad, and I love you with all my heart. Your daughter, Angela.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. This is Davis. I love you. Hope you have a great day.
Happy Father's Day in the sky.
We love you. Love, Kylie.
Bailey.
Kinty.
There we go.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. And we love you. Love, Kylie.
Bailey.
Kinty.
Happy Father's Day, Papa. We love you.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. You are back on Servant Warrior Radio, and I am so excited to be talking with Bori Afolabi. He is a number one Billboard chart songwriter, singer, producer, engineer, soon to be dad. Unbelievable artist, unbelievable talent, and unbelievable man of God, and one of the heart, and just one half of the heart and soul of Ben Bori, a phenomenal band. I get the chance now to talk to Bori, man, one-on-one. And Bori, thanks so much for hanging out and spending a couple of minutes with me.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Jeff. That intro was fabulous, quite humbling.
Well, hey, listen, it's true, man. You know what? We're not supposed to talk about ourselves. We let other people sing our praise, right? And you absolutely deserve it, man. It is what it is. And you know, God gives a platform, and He brings success to those who can handle it. And He brings the platform that people need to work through. And it's just awesome to talk to you. And so I'm grateful for your time. And tell me a little bit about growing up. Okay, we talked offline that you had a couple of younger brothers and an older sister, correct?
That's right. I grew up in a pretty big home, well, relatively large family compared to within today's standards. And so we had I had three younger brothers and one older sister. But basically, my parents had like two sets of kids. So there are the big three. I'm the second oldest. I'm the oldest boy. And then I have another brother that's just a year and a half younger than me. So I have an older sister. So the three of us were born in Nigeria. And then the other two were born here in Canada. And they were born about 10 years later. So, yeah, Mom calls us the big three. But I'm the oldest boy. And, yeah, it's definitely been an amazing upbringing. I've had a really good opportunity to kind of experience a little bit of parenting just because my brothers are so much younger and I was quite a part of, you know, their upbringing and raising them and being part of that whole process. So that kind of has given me a little bit of perspective, but I know from anybody who's a parent and what they've told me that it's nothing like having your own. So, I mean, I'm getting close to that. So, yeah, that's how I grew up.
Well, and just for the listeners, I had the opportunity to watch Roy's video for a song that's out. Love Isn't Waiting. It is out. People can get it. But I mentioned this offline, just the song itself, writing it for his son that will be born July 2012, and it just really touched my heart as a dad of two boys. But to hear the love being poured out on a son, I started thinking back of, you know, before my oldest was born and then my youngest was born, and just those same feelings from a Servant Warrior Ministries perspective of the impact that a dad makes in a household, in a family. And the impact that dads make just across the board, because as fathers go and as the men go in society and the community, so goes the society and the community.
I've fallen in love, but I can't see you. Just a few months to go, and we'll meet then. You know, we're painting your room and picking the colors. I'm liking the blues, but your mom digs red. Oh, I'm so excited. I just want you to know, love isn't waiting for you to be around before it holds you. It's only good at praying you stay alone and teaching us how to be stronger for you. The world is so big, but you can't see it. It's not always nice, but I'll be there. It's your mom, she's the best, I guarantee it, yeah. I'm so excited, I just gotta let you know. Love isn't waiting for you to be around before it holds you. It's already good at praying you stay alone and teaching us how to be stronger.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you. Bye. This is Eli.
Happy Father's Day, Uncle Jeff. We love you. Love, Kylie.
Bailey.
Hi, this is Kevin Humbles. I'd like to wish my dad a happy Father's Day. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Dad. This is Anderson, and happy Father's Day. I love you, and I love you so much that I just want to say you're the best dad ever.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
He never thought he cared so much about the men at hand until he started praying for a second chance. If he could only do it all again, he'd trade the long nights that he spent behind his desk for all he missed. He tells his wife, I wish that this moment.
This is Jeff Searcy, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries and host of Servant Warrior Radio. Guys, every day we are in a war, not against people, but against evil. It's time for us to step up, put on the full armor of God, take our place on the wall, and get ready for the battle of our lives, for our lives, and for the lives entrusted to us, our friends, our families, each other. It's time to put on the battle gear. It's time to armor up. Join us. Go to servantwarriorministries.org.
Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleep tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes.
Happy Father's Day,
Uncle Aaron. We love you. We love Kylie.
Bailey. Kinty.
Happy Father's Day, Papa. We love you.
Happy Father's Day, Papa. We love you.
We are back. You are listening to the Father's Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. Again, I want to wish all the dads out there a very happy Father's Day. You know, aren't those messages awesome? Aren't they great? You know, it doesn't get any better than that. Now, I want to get back to my conversation with singer and number one Billboard charting songwriter, Bori Afolabi.
From a Servant Warrior Ministries perspective, of the impact that a dad makes in a household, in a family, and the impact that dads make just across the board, because as fathers go and as the men go in society and the community, so goes the society and the community. And to hear you sing to your son how mom is great and all that, I mean, it was so... One, it was refreshing to hear, but two, it really paralleled not only your love for your son, but God's love for us. As I was listening to it and watching you sing it, just awesome. For folks here, Servant Warrior Nation, I'm going to make sure there's a link on Servant Warrior Radio so you can watch this video, because you got to do it. If you're a dad, you definitely got to do it. And you can cry. It's okay. There's no guy called being punched when you listen to the song, because it gets you right in the heart. It truly does. And it is an anthem for dads to their sons. So tell me about it. Tell me what sparked it. It was just one of those things, you know, I think I'm going to talk to my kid. Is that kind of how it happened?
Well, it's usually when I write music, I kind of write two different ways. One, I write for practice, I write constantly, whether the song is going to be heard or not. I write as an exercise, so I just sit down and I write as a discipline. And then secondly, I write as a form of expression. And this is the song that definitely comes from the expression side of those two categories, where I didn't really sit down to write as, you know, as an exercise. I just picked up the guitar and, you know, thinking about, you know, what I've just stepped into and what's around the corner for me as a soon-to-be dad. It's just, you know, you're overwhelmed with those emotions. You know, I wasn't very good at expressing in any other way. So just naturally. I think God just gave me these emotions to put out to music. And again, it's one of those songs that just kind of wrote itself, as far as I'm concerned. It wasn't very hard to just basically do what I do every day, which is talk to my son, even though he's not quite here yet. But a second thing that really started this whole thing was thinking about the current atmosphere of our world and how abortion is, you know, such a heinous thing, but it's still out there, and how there's this constant back and forth in the media about it. But just thinking about that, and it really brought to mind that my son is alive, even now. He's a human being. And just all those feelings, all those thoughts combined just brought about this song that, you know, I don't have to wait till he's here to talk to him. I don't have to wait till he's here, because all these things that I'm doing, running around, renovating the house, getting everything ready, just all these things that I'm doing are for a child that the world, quote-unquote, says is not a human being because it's not born yet. And it just, basically, that's where the perspective comes from. I've heard a lot of songs about children after they're born, but never from this perspective. I can't really say I have. And this just, it just happened after all those thoughts came out, and that's some of the perspective there.
Well, clearly God expected you to do all of this through music. I mean, I'm looking at your, you know, look at your bio. You're in a band in the ninth grade, Star Child, right?
Yeah.
I'm reading it here. I mean, it's just, obviously, God gave you the talent, and the cool thing is that you used the talent that he gave you to allow him to work through you. Now, I do have a question, and I hope it's okay to ask. And again, I'll leave this up to you, but reading through your bio, and it said that, you know, in college, here you were kind of marginalizing God's claim on your life, but you kind of hit a low spot. In your life. And you said, you know what, I got to do something. I got to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And that you gave your life to God. You mind just sharing that a little bit? Because I just feel in my heart that somebody needs to hear. Because the more that we're able to relate the experiences that God allows us to go through, the more we can relate to somebody on the other side to say, hey, you know what, God loves you, and he can pull you through whatever situation you're in. It's just a matter of you deciding to get up and allow him to pull you out. And so would you mind just talk a little bit about that spot and
yeah,
what kind of got you through it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I grew up, again, in a Christian home, and I had very godly parents. I had a praying father. I still have a praying father. And, you know, I had the right influences growing up. And I got to university, and, you know, it's very easy when you grow up in a Christian home to just assume that you're a Christian, you know, because you've been in a Christian home. But I just basically got to university, and university or college is not anything like high school or, you know, lower forms of education. You get there, and it's a totally different world, and you're basically surrounded by a lot of ungodly things and an ungodly influence. Now, I wouldn't say I completely, you know, fell into that influence, but that atmosphere alone was enough to discourage and really, you know, influence some of my thoughts and my actions. And I indulged and engaged in certain things that were definitely not godly or sinful, and it brought me to a point of real decision making, I guess, if you want to say. I really reached a very, very low point, rock bottom, if you want to say. And, you know, it's amazing, because I believe I think it's in the Bible somewhere where even the angels don't really understand what we have in terms of our salvation, because they don't understand God's forgiveness like we do, because they've never known it. They didn't need to. But when you go through something, you reach a point in your life where you see yourself really, you know, on the brink of life and death. And I mean, that's really what it brought me down to. I had to choose, you know, do I want to serve God or do I want to die? And truthfully, I mean, I didn't have any real options other than that truth of what I'd been raised with. And I cried out to God with a broken heart. And the Bible says that the Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and he saves those that are of a contrite spirit. And that verse is basically my testimony, is my life. I cried out to God, and he was near to me. He's never been, like, I've never felt closer to God, even in my lowest points. And he pulled me from the pit, restored my life. I mean, it's been no looking back ever since. I mean, there are ups and downs, but I've known God's grace and his forgiveness, and I understand it, and I know my salvation is sure in him. So that was, you know, that was a key experience for me, and it's, like I said, it's been great ever since, even with all the ups and downs of life, because I know his truth and his mercy and his grace.
funny. Like I said, there is never irony, nor is there ever coincidence with God. Because I think in 2010, something else happened, that you kind of wrote some words down and you wrote some notes down on a piece of paper, and it happened to, hit number one, right? Save Your Life with Newsboys. And how appropriate it is that you just talked about, that you hit a point and God saved your life, and then you co-write a song that hits number one, that the name of it is Save Your Life.
Absolutely. Yeah, I never even thought of it that way, but you bring up a great point. And you don't know how God is working everything. He allows us to see it sometimes and give us a glimpse here and there when we need it, based on, you know, whatever his plan is. But he has the master plan, and just trusting him, you know, it's funny, you always see things in retrospect, and you look back and like, wow, that was definitely God holding me or pulling me through and carrying me through that time, and who knows, you know, what he has in store next. But yeah, that's definitely you know, God is involved in all that, and it was an amazing experience.
Well, that's cool. As I was sitting here thinking about that, and as you're telling me your story, I said, you know, that's just something, you know, hindsight's 2020, and God gives us glimpses periodically, but I don't think we want him to show us everything of where we're going, because I know I would say, oh, no, that's okay, God. I don't think I want to go through that. Now I say, thanks for not showing me, because I would not be where I am now had you shown me what I was going to have to go through to get here. Well, one, as a soon-to-be father, don't blink. And I mentioned that before offline, because, it goes so fast. The kids are such a gift, especially little boys.
Yeah.
You know, my two, I don't get hugs anymore, I get punches. Mom gets hugs, I get punched. And as they get older,
forever with the little brothers.
It's just like, you know, mom gets, she gets all the hugs, and then dad gets, pow, you know, punched. And you know, it's really cool when they're little, but as they get older, those punches start to hurt. And, you know, when dad doubles over, punch my guy card, because dad doubles over when he gets punched. You know, and, all right, guys, you're getting a little too strong. But one, I wanted to thank you, boy, for spending time. I want to thank you for your heart and sharing your message, and, you know, and just using the talents that God gave you, because it's so powerful. So often, you know, we squander the talents that God gives because for whatever reason we don't want to use it, or he's telling us to go to a place that's not comfortable, it's out of our comfort zone, and we go, oh, God, I'm just not very good at that, so I think I'll hang back where it's safe. And I'm so grateful that you stepped out and just allowing God to work through you, the talents he gave you, and, you know, and sharing that, your sentiments with your son. And I hope that the people who get a chance to speak with you and see you live and talk with you sense the same thing, and it encourages them to step out and, you know, wherever God's leading them, to say, you know what, that God wants us in a place that's uncomfortable, because that means we got to rely on him. And I just want to thank you for your time and just thank you for your heart. And, man, you are welcome here any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been a pleasure. It's an honor to talk to you. And, again, I just want to encourage you and your ministry there, too. When you run into people of like faith and like mind, it's automatically an exciting thing. And that's because we serve a big God, and he's an exciting God. So, thank you again, Jeff.
He's awesome. Okay, now, wait a minute. Before we go, website?
Certainly. www.boriafolabi.com, BORIAFOLABI.com. That'll lead you to everything you need to find.
Perfect. Well, we're also going to send everybody to go to servantwarriorradio.com, and forevermore there'll be a link for Boy's website and Ben Boy's website to make sure you're able to get the songs. Make sure you touch it. Again, it's just great having you, and I'm grateful that God brought you in into my life and into the show, and you absolutely blessed us today. So, man, thanks so much, boy.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, Dad, I love you. Happy Father's Day. Thank you for everything you've done for me. I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate what you do for me. Thanks. This is Noah. Happy Father's Day. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks again for being with us, and I want to wish all the dads, again, a very, very happy Father's Day. I also want to encourage you to go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can look right down in the middle of the page. There's a big, huge link that says Armor Up Prayer. Go, click that thing, download it, print it out. It comes with three of the prayers on the page. You can cut that thing and you can put one of them in your Bible. You can put one on your desk. You can put one on your nightstand. You can put one everywhere that you're going to be. Because guys, we are called to lead our families, and I can tell you there's no better way to do that than to pray over them. And we want to give you all the resources. We want to give you all the armament and all the ammunition that you need to take on that spiritual battle every single day. Guys, I love you. I'm praying for you, and I can't wait to hang out with you next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.
Chasing things that I